Chapter 11. Structure Saves You. There is something that happens when your life has no structure. Days start to blur together, and you stop knowing what comes next. One moment you are sitting there, and the next moment hours are gone and you do not even remember what you did. Your mind fills in the gaps with worry, stress, and thoughts that will not stop. When you are dealing with PTSD, depression, or anxiety, that lack of structure can make everything worse. It is not because you are weak. It is because your brain needs something solid to hold on to. Structure gives you something to lean on when everything else feels shaky. It is not about being perfect or having a strict schedule that never changes. It is about having a rhythm to your day that your mind can trust. When you wake up at the same time, eat at the same time, and move your body at the same time, your brain starts to settle down. It stops asking what is next because it already knows. That simple shift can take pressure off your mind and give you space to breathe. Many people think routine is boring, but for someone in a fight with their own mind, routine is freedom. It removes the chaos that feeds anxiety and stress. Research shows that having daily routines can reduce stress and give you a sense of control in your life. When your world feels out of control, even small habits can remind you that you still have power over your day. That matters more than most people realize. It can be the difference between falling apart and holding it together. The truth is simple. When your life has no structure, your symptoms get louder. When your life has structure, your symptoms get quieter. You are not fixing everything overnight, but you are creating a foundation. That foundation gives you a place to stand when things get hard. And things will get hard, because that is part of the fight. Structure does not remove the fight, but it helps you stay in it. Routine creates stability. When you build a routine, you are building stability in a world that often feels unstable. Your brain is always looking for patterns, even when you do not realize it. When there is no pattern, your brain starts to work harder to figure things out. That extra work creates stress and can make anxiety worse. A routine gives your brain a break from that constant guessing. Think about it like this. If you wake up every day at a different time, your body never knows what to expect. If you eat at random times, your energy goes up and down all day. If you sleep whenever you can, your mind never fully rests. Over time, that lack of rhythm builds up and makes everything feel harder. It is not just in your head. It is happening in your body, too. Studies show that people with less daily routine often have higher levels of anxiety and depression. That is because routine creates predictability, and predictability creates safety. When your brain feels safe, it does not stay on high alert all the time. It starts to calm down, even if just a little. That small amount of calm can make a big difference in how you feel during the day. Stability does not mean everything is easy. You can still have bad days, and you will. But when you have a routine, those bad days do not throw you off as much. You still wake up. You still eat. You still move forward. That consistency becomes your anchor. When everything else feels like it is slipping, your routine holds you in place. Sleep, food, and daily rhythm. The basics matter more than people think. Sleep, food, and daily rhythm are not small things. They are the foundation of your mental health. When these are off, everything else becomes harder. When these are steady, everything else becomes a little easier to manage. It sounds simple, but simple is what works when life feels complicated. Sleep is one of the biggest factors. When you do not sleep well, your mind becomes louder and harder to control. Thoughts race faster, emotions hit harder, and your patience gets shorter. A steady sleep routine helps your body know when to rest and when to wake up. Over time, this can improve your mood and reduce stress levels. You do not need perfect sleep, but you need consistent sleep. Food is another piece that often gets ignored. When you skip meals or eat at random times, your energy crashes and your mood follows. You may feel more anxious, more irritable, and more drained. Eating at regular times helps your body stay balanced. It gives you steady energy instead of highs and lows that make your day harder. It is not about eating perfect meals. It is about eating consistently. Your daily rhythm ties everything together. This is the pattern of your day, the flow from morning to night. When you have a rhythm, your brain knows what is coming next. You wake up, you move, you eat, you rest, and you repeat. That rhythm becomes familiar, and familiar things feel safer. For someone dealing with mental health struggles, that sense of safety is powerful. Why chaos makes it worse? Chaos feeds the very things you are trying to fight. When your day has no structure, your mind fills in the gaps with worry, fear, and negative thoughts. You start thinking too much because there is nothing else guiding you. Your brain goes into overdrive, trying to solve problems that may not even be real. That is exhausting, and it can wear you down fast. When you have too many choices and no plan, your brain gets overwhelmed. Even simple decisions feel heavy. What should I do next? What should I eat? When should I go to bed? All of it becomes too much. This is called mental overload, and it drains your energy. A routine removes many of those decisions because they are already made. That frees up your mind to focus on getting through the day. Chaos also affects your body. Your internal clock gets thrown off, which impacts your sleep, your energy, and your mood. When your body does not know when to rest or when to move, it struggles to stay balanced. This can increase stress and make symptoms worse. A structured day helps align your body and mind, which supports better emotional stability. There is another side to chaos that people do not talk about enough. It can pull you into isolation. When you have no structure, it becomes easier to do nothing. You stay in the house, you avoid people, and you disconnect from the world. That isolation feeds depression and makes everything feel heavier. Structure pushes you to move, even when you do not feel like it. That movement matters more than you think. Build something you can follow. You do not need a perfect routine to start. You just need something simple that you can follow. Start with the basics and build from there. Wake up at the same time each day, even if you did not sleep well. Eat something at the same time, even if it is small. Move your body, even if it is just a short walk. These small actions create a pattern that your brain can learn. The key is consistency, not perfection. You are going to mess it up some days, and that is okay. What matters is that you come back to it. Every time you return to your routine, you are reinforcing it. You are telling your brain that this is the path, even when things get hard. Over time, it becomes easier because it becomes familiar. Do not try to build everything at once. That will overwhelm you and make you want to quit. Start with one or two things and stick with them. Once those feel normal, add something else. This is how you build a routine that lasts. Slow and steady wins this fight, not fast and perfect. Your routine should work for you, not against you. It should fit your life and your needs. There is no one right way to do it. The goal is not to create a perfect schedule. It is to create a stable one, something you can rely on when your mind is not cooperating, something that helps you keep going, even when you do not feel strong. At the end of the day, structure is not about control. It is about support. It is a tool that helps you manage the chaos inside your head. It gives you a path to follow when everything feels uncertain. It helps you stay in the fight, one day at a time. And sometimes, that is more than enough.